In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Louisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3. And we are on page 13. Volume 36, 11:30, 1938. My blessed daughter Louisa, you must know, and again, this is a command from Jesus. You have to understand this. He's telling Louisa this so Louisa can put this down on paper so that we can understand what this is all about. He says, in all that we Triune God have done in creation as well as in redemption, we Triune God form the dowry to provide the soul with our own divine goods and divine works. So everything that God did in creation redemption is getting us ready to possess God's own divine goods and own divine works. Again, we were called by God to be in his image and likeness. So he says, so the soul, this is Louisa, who enters into our divine will, comes to take possession of her endowment. So Louisa is the one who now possesses the divine works of God and the divine goods of God. This is what God is now offering to us. He asks us to enter into this divine will. So he tells us how to do it. He says, to enter it, to take possession, to recognize the divine will, and to love the divine will. Okay, so to know, love, and possess this gift. This is what God is waiting for. To know, love, and possess this gift. So God is looking at us and he's saying, you know, I'm giving back to you what Adam lost. I'm giving to you the life of the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary, that's found in Louisa. So he says, I want you to know this. I want you to love it. I want you to possess it. So as the soul wanders in our divine will to get to know this most extensive dowry given to her by her Creator, she forms her new day, if you want to say, in time. So what is this wandering that God is talking about? It's reading, studying, and putting the truths that Jesus gave us in the Book of Heaven. She forms days for as many times as she wanders, walks, loves, and knows the divine will. So the more that you read the divine will, and again, this is one of the main reasons for becoming a third order Benedictine of the divine will. It's to promise to Jesus that you will read every day. You're wandering, you're walking, you're learning this gift as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice. So Jesus says, I, God, gave Louisa this great endowment, and that Louisa can receive and know in time for this reason, to let her form, again, the days, listen to this, that shall crown her eternal day of an eternity that never ends. So to read this, to study this, to put this into practice, Jesus says, this is what I gave to Louisa, that you can receive and know now on earth the eternal day of eternity that never ends. And this is why we keep on saying, as you read the divine will, your life changes. It can never be the same again. It's not what you find in the lives of the saints. They did the will of God. What Jesus did with Louisa is he allowed her to live in the will of God, which now God wants us to receive. So the more she wanders in our holy divine will, the more you read the divine will, the more days she forms. It's a new day that begins for you, which shall make her more rich, more glorious in heaven. So you start here on earth with this new day, rich and glorious on earth. But when you get to heaven, you'll be more rich and more glorious in heaven. So he says, if the creature did not take care of recognizing, possessing, and loving this great endowment, she would be a poor, unhappy one, living in miseries and forced into starvation through owning, though owning many goods. So here is, if you don't take the care of reading and studying and understanding, recognizing, possessing, loving this great gift, you would be a poor, unhappy one. You will live in the misery of your human will. You will be forced into starvation. Why? You don't have the first bread. The first bread of the divine will is found in the Book of Heaven. and you'll be forced into starvation, even though you own many goods. You own the book of heaven. You possess the book of heaven. God has given you the book of heaven. It would be as to a father who gives his son his very large properties, but his son doesn't bother to get to know them or to go there often enough to possess and enjoy the endowment he has received from his father. All these goods that the soul could possess, this son, not caring about them or recognizing them, goes from rich to poor. One can say that he declined from a nobility of his father as if he were no longer his legitimate son. Do you see what God is doing? He wants us in his image and likeness. And this is why he has given us the book of heaven. Through holy baptism, we enter into God's image. And now with the book of heaven, now that we possess holy baptism in God's image, now we're learning and studying to become Catholic. The dogma and doctrine of our faith leads us to the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. And that's the book of heaven, to be in God's likeness. We are going to be recognized as God's legitimate children. Wouldn't the pain be for this poor father who, being so rich, had to see his son like a poor ragamuffin begging for other breads, begging others for bread? And if he had the power, this son would make his own father die of pain. And this is the state of our supreme being, Jesus says. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is in this pain because no one yet is living fully in the divine will as Louisa. All that we have created was supposed to be the endowment for the soul, to make the soul happy and rich, to let the soul know who we, Triune God, are, and how much we, Triune God, love the soul, and how much we, Triune God, have done for the soul. See, that's what you find in the book of heaven, how much who God is, and this is where we become rich, knowing who God is, how much God has loved us. We become rich, filled with peace, joy, and happiness. We become filled with a divine a joy, knowing how much God has done for us. See, God is far from most people. You know, what he's showing us in creation is everything that he created is a divine I love you. Everything in redemption is a divine I love you. And now with sanctification, he says, I want you to now possess creation, possess redemption, to give back to God what is God's, with a divine I love you for all that he has done. And that's heaven, praising God and loving God and glorifying God and worshiping God. So Jesus says, therefore, those who don't wander around in our works, those who don't read the book of heaven, do not recognize them or possess the truths that are in the book of heaven. And they cannot gain the merit of their days within time on this earth. They can't possess it. So Jesus is saying, if you're not reading, if you're not studying every day, if you're not eating this first bread, nourishing yourself on this first bread, what is this first bread? Jesus speaking to our hearts, our minds, our soul as we read the book of heaven. He says, I've waited 6,000 years to give this book to my children. If we're not wandering around, if we're not reading the book of heaven, God's divine works are not recognized, nor are you possessing them. I mean, do you understand that even the colors that are out there, God wants you to possess? Look at the blue sky, the heavens, the color of the heavens, the colors of the trees. And it's here, it's fall now. And the trees are so magnificent. And my mom, she loved fall. And I would say, fall just says to me, we're going to have winter. I never could see the beauty in fall. And, you know, I asked the Lord, let me see the beauty that my mom saw. She said, it's so beautiful. And I'm going, but fall means winter. And she says, no, it's the most beautiful time of year. My understanding was the most beautiful time of year was spring. Everything's coming to life. Everything's got that greenish yellow look. Everything's beginning a life. And yet, praying in the divine will, I'm beginning to see the beauty that I never saw before. And this is what God is asking. If you're reading the book of heaven, I will tell you all the beauty, all the I love yous that are out there that I have created for you to begin to live. Jesus says you cannot gain the merit of their days of love and joy and peace and happiness on earth within time. And he says, isn't this a great pain for us, Triune God? So he says, so please enter always into our divine works. Enter into the book of heaven. Let Jesus begin to teach you the truths that are all around you, the promises of God that are all around you. So he says, the more you come, the more that you read, the more you shall recognize them. Sorry. The more you read, the more you shall recognize them. The more you will love them. The more you possess them by divine right. You're beginning to be a legal child of God, not an illegitimate child. Because everything's coming to you. You're beginning to possess everyone and everything in this delight of the new era. This is what God is asking. He's saying, would you please begin to live this abundant life? Read, study, put this into practice. So, I mean, if you're reading the calendar, God bless you. If you're reading the calendar and not making excuses, if you're reading the calendar and you don't have the time, okay, then something's out of order. I mean, I've got to do a lot of things, yet my priority is reading the calendar. I want to enter into this gift. I want to recognize everything. I want to love them. I want to possess them. I want to know, love, and possess everything that Jesus is speaking to Louisa. I want to know everything that Jesus taught Louisa. I want to put everything into practice as Jesus taught Louisa. I really want to be a true son of Louisa, a true priest son of Louisa. I see that God wants this more than anything, and that's why I want it. Jesus is saying, I want mankind to begin to live this abundant life. So Jesus says, furthermore, in each act done in my most holy divine will, each thought, each word, each deed, each heartbeat, each breath, each act done in my most holy divine will is a messenger of peace that leaves the earth and goes into heaven. See, it's kissing, heaven and earth kissing. It's a messenger of peace. It leaves the earth and goes into heaven. Every thought, every word that you do. So when you do your prevenient act in the morning and then your actual acts throughout the day, it's a kiss to heaven. It's a sigh of love to heaven. It goes into heaven. And all of heaven goes into ecstasy. And this is what he says. It comes to bring peace between heaven and earth. You see the mission that God is giving us, being linked to Louisa? It's bringing peace between heaven and earth. There's no longer going to be a difference. Jesus says, I want to see souls living in the divine will. So whether you're in heaven or you're on earth, he says, I'm there. Jesus is there. Every single word said in my most holy divine will carries the bond of peace. Every single word that Louisa wrote in the book of heaven, said in the divine will, carries the bond of peace, and the one who comes to live in it receives as the prime good the bond of peace between herself and God, the Triune God. See, every single word that you read carries the bond of peace, and you become to live in the divine will. You receive as the prime good, the prime act of God, the bond of peace between God and man. You're bringing peace on earth to men of God's will. You're bringing peace on earth to men of good will. This is what's happening. She feels as if embalmed by our divine peace. And with the bond of peace, she feels within herself the virtue of becoming the peacemaker between heaven and earth. Look at your family, look at your friends, look at your neighbors, look at your coworkers, all those who don't want the divine will. What you're doing is you're becoming the peacemaker between heaven and earth, between all of mankind, all your family, and God. This is what you're doing. You don't have to say anything. Read, study, and put this into practice. God is doing it. He's doing it through you, in, with, through, and for you, as you are doing everything in, with, and through, and for Him. Heaven and earth are kissing. There's the bond of peace between heaven and earth. You're the peacemaker between your family who's away from God, your family who is away from the church, your family who doesn't have the book of heaven. They don't have that peace, that joy, as he says, they don't recognize, they don't know, love, or possess this gift. You are doing it for them. You're standing in the breach for them. God is going to take care of them. He says very clearly, you do what I want. That's reading, studying, putting this into practice, wanting to live in the divine will, to know, love, and possess this gift. And then Jesus says, and I will take care of everything else. He's going to take care of your family. You do what I want, I'll do what you want, he says. Peaceful are the words that Jesus speaks to Louisa. Peaceful are the glances that Jesus speaks to Louisa. Peaceful of the movements are between what Jesus speaks to Louisa. So he says, everything is peace within her. You're peaceful, you're joyful, you're happy. The worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin is gone. Listen to what he says. Within this bond of peace, she feels within herself the virtue of becoming the peacemaker between heaven and earth, of your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, people 1,000 years ago, people 1,000 years from now. Everything is peace within you. Fiat. Peaceful are the words, peaceful are the glances, peaceful are the movements. Oh, how many times with one word, she places peace between us, Triune God, and the soul. When you read this book of heaven, you are in heaven. You are peaceful. You are joyful. You are happy. You want to be happy? Read. And your family will become happy. Guarantee you. I guarantee you. Trust Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Hope in Jesus. Have confidence in Jesus. Read what he says to Louisa and put into practice what he taught Louisa. So one single glance from the soul, sweet and peaceful, wounds us, Triune God, and makes us, Triune God, turn chastisements into graces. You know what Our Lady says at Akita. You know what Our Lady says at La Salette. You know what Our Lady says in Our Lady of America. She says to her children, Our Lady of America, you are my final resort, or final hope. You're my final resort. I can't, if this doesn't happen, then the fire from heaven, as Our Lady of Akita, has to happen. We're praying for a greater than Nineveh to happen on earth. How? Jesus in us is going to do it. We allow Jesus to reign in us so that your family is saved. Your neighbors are saved. Your co-workers are saved. Your parishioners are saved. Jesus has given us a great gift, this gift of the divine will. And He, the Lord God Almighty, has given you the book of heaven. One single glance from Louisa, us linked to Louisa, sweet and peaceful. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity, no sin. Wounds us, Triune God, and makes us, Triune God, turns chastisements into divine graces. So her acts are nothing other than bonds of peace, the peaceful messenger that brings the kiss of peace of creatures to God, the kiss of God to humanity. Do you see what God is doing? When you read the book of heaven, you get a deeper and deeper love for Jesus, a deeper and deeper love for Mary. You get a deeper and deeper love for the Holy Church. And you know God is going to take care of us. You know it. You are confident in that. Again, so her acts, every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, are nothing other than bonds of peace. The peaceful messenger that brings the kiss of peace of the creature, of all mankind to God, and the kiss of God to all mankind. Further, the more the soul lives in our divine will, the more she comes deeply into our divine family. This becomes our family, the divine family. I had a retreat at Rome City, Indiana. We were with people from all over the country, from Canada, from Mexico, and we were a family that was closer than our blood family. You're entering into the divine family, acquiring our divine modes and receiving our divine secrets. How can you receive divine modes and divine secrets of God? Read the book of heaven. The soul, Luisa, looks more like us triune God, and we triune God love each other more. And Luisa puts in us the condition of giving her always, always, always new graces, new loves, new surprises of love. When you read new, put God there. God's graces, God's love surprises. We, triune God, keep Luisa in our home as a member of our family. Do you see what God's doing? The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. We keep Luisa and the souls linked to Luisa in our home as members of our divine family. This is we're being clothed in divinity. Luisa eats at our table. Luisa sleeps on our knees. We, triune God, just cannot live without Luisa. Can we live without Luisa? If we can, something is wrong. This book of heaven, Jesus gave to Luisa first. She studied it first. She read it and studied it and put it into practice. Her thumbprints, I told you when I was at the Secret Archives of the Vatican, her thumbprints were on the book of heaven, etched onto the volumes. What does that mean? She was studying this. She was learning it. She was putting it into practice. And Jesus says, because of what she did, wanting what God wanted, we, triune God, just cannot live without Luisa. Can you live without Luisa? Our divine will ties her, Luisa, so much to us, triune God, feeling her love, her attraction, that we, triune God, cannot be without Luisa, nor can Luisa be without us, triune God. That's what Luisa is going to teach you, how never to be separated from God. Again, Adam walked and talked with the God in the cool of the evening. He had a perennial communion with God. That's what God has planned for us. Luisa began to live this. She possessed it. She had the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam, and the new Eve. And now God is saying to us, I want you to possess this gift. And we say, fiat, let it be done as you say. After this, Jesus added, my daughter, our divine desire is that all mankind live in our most holy divine will. And it is so great that we, triune God, find ourselves in the condition of a poor mother who feels the need to give birth to her baby but cannot. Can you imagine what that's like? Wanting to give birth for 6,000 years and cannot. The mother does not know where to place him and from whom she can find care or for who can take him. Poor mother, how much she suffers. Our supreme being is in the same state. We feel the need to generate ourselves, but where can we be placed? If our divine will is not the life of the soul, there is no place for us. We want Jesus. We want Jesus' divine will, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's divine will as our life, so that God, you will have a place to reign in us. I don't want my human will to be in charge anymore. I surrender my human will to you, Lord, so that you have a place for me to dwell in me, in my human will. I don't want to be there anymore. I want you to be the Lord of my life. We have no one. Listen to this. This is the sadness of God. We have no one to whom we can give ourselves. No one who can feed us. Not even the court that is needed for our adorable majesty. See, Jesus is saying to us, would you be the first? Would you be the first of the little children, Holy Divine Will, linked to Louisa to allow me, God, to reign on earth in you. Would you become my skin so that I can reign? I want to reign in every thought, every word, every deed that you think, say, and do. I want to reign in you. I want you to be my true, legitimate children. You possess everything that I have, my image and likeness, so that I, God, can reign. That's why I created you, so that you could be one with me. Since our most holy Trinity is always in the act of generating, these births remain repressed within ourselves. God wants to generate himself in us. We want to generate our divine Trinity within the souls. But since they don't live in our most holy divine will, there is no one to receive our divine generation. So God is saying to us, would you be the first little children of the holy divine will to receive our divine generation? Would you be willing to do this? And our response is, fiat, Lord, let it be done to me as you say. What a divine suffering, seeing ourselves being rejected back into ourselves, not being able to produce the great good that our eternal generation can form within the creatures. See, you see it in your brothers and sisters, you see it in your family. Not being able to produce the great good that our eternal generation can form within your family, your blood family. Rejected back into ourself, he says. Would you be the one to stand in the breach for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, all mankind, Jesus is asking. Would you be willing to do this? And when we say yes, God goes, prove it. Read every day. Study every day. Put this into practice every day. Make the divine will your everything. So he says, our divine will embraces everyone. And as the soul forms her acts, the soul becomes the bearer of everyone. And if she adores, she brings us, Triune God, the adoration of everyone. Just think about that. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, the Church already teaches that you represent all mankind. Now Jesus is teaching you how to pray. Standing in the breach for all mankind and praying in the name of everyone. So when you pray, God hears everyone on earth praying with your voice. Because why? Jesus is praying and you're praying. He's teaching us this. If she suffers, she encloses the reparation of everyone, past, present, and future. One act in our divine will must surpass and enclose and embrace everyone and everything. One eye blink must surpass. One act in our holy divine will must surpass, enclose, and embrace everyone and everything. One gaze, one heartbeat, one breath. This is an explosion of I love yous. Why? When Jesus is doing it, it's an adoration to the Father with the adoration of God. It's not human. Jesus had his human will, but he never gave life to it. Just like the Blessed Mother. She had her human will, but she never gave life to it. Always, always the divine will. That's why Jesus says, Father, not my will, your will be done. That's why Our Lady said, fiat mihi, do with me as you wish. One act in our divine will must surpass and close and embrace everyone and everything to the extent that one of becoming the bearer of our supreme being, since we, Triune God, never get out of our divine will. So the one who lives into the divine will, this is Louisa, can enclose within us, within each one of her acts, to bring us, Triune God, what wherever she wants, to the creatures, to make ourselves known, to the whole creation, to tell us how beautiful our works are, to ourselves, to tell us, see how much I love you. I even get to bring you to yourself. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Love God. I want to love God the Father with your love, Jesus. I want to love the Holy Spirit with your love, Jesus. I want to love the Blessed Mother with your love, Jesus. See how much I love you? I even get to bring to you, you yourselves. It's a new way of living. Again, when you read the divine will, you can never be the same anymore. You really can't. It's to begin to live the way Jesus lived. we find ourselves in the same condition as the sphere of the sun that never goes out of the circle of its rays, even if the rays descend to the bottom of the earth, investing everyone, even the most tiny plant. The sphere never moves from its light, from the high place where it is, but it still walks together with its rays, doing whatever they do. So here it is. You're participating in this divine majesty. This is what God is asking of us. Are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? Are you willing to do this? And when we say yes, he goes, good, good. Let me see you do this. Good. Let me see you do this. See, he saved the best for last. We've had the saints doing the will of God, and now Jesus is asking us to go beyond the lives of the saints, to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, through little Louisa. Such are we, Triune God, the bearers of our will, while our divine will is our own bearer. So we become like God. Image and likeness. We are one single life, Triune God. And whoever lives in the divine will becomes the bearer of our divine being. Let's look at the Blessed Mother. When you look at Mary, you see God. She's the daughter of the Father. She's the mother of the Son. She's the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. That's Our Lady. She's the bearer of, Jesus says, our divine being. Now what's happening with Louisa? And what's happening is, like mother, like daughter, like father, like daughter. It's a new beginning of this family of God. While we, Triune God, become the bearers of the little human will, God wants to reign in us. He says, I made the human will for God. I made creation for man. The human will has to be given back to God. And what is the human will? It's worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And God says, stop it. Stop it. I don't want you to live like this. Well, we become the bearers of the little human will. I want you, Lord, to reign in me. I want to clean up this human will, tidy it all up, empty everything that I've put in there. I want to empty it so that you, God, can reign in me. This is where you want to dwell. So be it. This is where you want to dwell in me, in my human will. Let it be done as you say. And Jesus says, and we, Triune God, love it so much that it forms our victory. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our victory, our most beautiful joy. To see our divine will being accomplished within the human will. We got to clean up the human will by stop worrying, by stop feeding the demons of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. You keep those demons alive in you when you worry. Every time you worry, you're feeding that demon what he wants. Worry, worry, worry. And again, you've got to starve them out. No, I'm not feeding this to you anymore. I'm not going to worry. Jesus says, does worry add one moment to your life? And he says, of course it doesn't. And then Jesus says, then stop worrying. I'm going to obey Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. To Jesus, I trust in you. The divine mercy is so important. I trust you, Jesus. I believe in you, Jesus. I hope in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Jesus. He says very clearly, we, Triune God, love when the human gives up the human will, uses his free will to choose to live in God's holy divine will, that it forms our victory, our most beautiful joy. And now, Triune God, he says, we, Triune God, see our divine will being accomplished within the human will as God originally planned. Volume 36, 12, 8, 1938. The life of mankind was supposed to be the first and greatest prodigy of our love and omnipotence. So this life of the divine will This was supposed to reign in us. This was the greatest prodigy, greatest love of God's goodness and omnipotence. And when Adam committed the original sin, he threw God out. I'm in charge. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to do it my way. How sad that is. We triune God had only to offer Adam from within its veils our divine sanctity, our divine love, covering Adam with our divine beauty and making Adam enjoy our divine delights. That's heaven. Jesus says, I want you to enter into this again. I'm offering to you with the book of heaven, Jesus says, our divine sanctity, our divine love. I will cover you with our divine beauty. I want you who read the book of heaven to enjoy our divine delights. Read the book of heaven. Read the promises that Jesus gives you every single day. In the calendar, it's every single day. He's telling you how much he loves you and how much he wants you to enter into his sanctity, his love, his beauty, to enjoy the divine delights. But since mankind does not recognize us, mankind keeps us like a far away God, far away from himself. If we are not recognized, Jesus says, if the triune God isn't recognized, the triune God cannot give our divine goods to the blind. Now, you have to remember, what the book of heaven does is you begin to see and understand the divine secrets, divine treasures of the Holy Spirit. You're beginning to see with the eye of God. You're beginning to see your intellect is beginning to see with the mind of Christ, understand with the mind of Christ. If we are blind, if we're not reading the book of heaven, if we're not receiving the sight that our God wants us to have, Jesus says, he is forced to live under the nightmare of his own miseries and passions. That's where we are. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this anymore. I promise with a firm amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. That's our human will. Jesus says, are you tired of it yet? Do you want to live in the divine will? Poor mankind who does not recognize us, triune God, either in the veils that hide us within himself or the veils of each created thing, every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, and the soul keeps running away from our divine life and from the scope for which mankind was created. And so many times when we, triune God, cannot tolerate his ingratitude and the very goods contained in our veils are turned into chastisement for him. Do you see what God is saying? He's saying if we don't get close to him, all that we will have is chastisement. He's trying to wake us up. Let's look at your own family. I've told people that if their son, their daughter doesn't turn back, the parents can visit them in the hospital. We'll visit you in the hospital. You think God wants to lose your child? Thank God, you know, that he can save them through chastisements. Wake them up through chastisements. Today, as a matter of fact, today is the anniversary when I broke my back in a car accident 50 years ago. God was trying to wake me up. And again, it was in Egypt, New York, that we had the car accident. And I wasn't driving, thank you, Jesus. But the car flipped over 5 times. And when I read out of Egypt, I called my son. That's when I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital for months. And that's when I started thinking about returning to the seminary. I said, you know, life is short. I said, I want to do something great for God. What can I do? What can I do great for God? And what came out of that prayer was a priest said to me, why don't you join the seminary? I said, I already did that. But I said to the Lord, speak to me directly. Speak to me clearly. I can't read signs. Tell me directly what you want. And this priest, this good priest said, why don't you join the seminary? And it just, it woke me up. Yeah, that's the thing. Through chastisements, through that accident, God saved me. You know, he woke me up. So he says, the very goods contained in our veils are turned into chastisements for the soul. Therefore, do recognize that you are nothing other than a veil hiding your Creator. In order for you to receive and for us to administer, what? Our divine life in all your acts. Do you see what Jesus is saying? He's saying very clearly, therefore, do recognize that you are nothing. I am nothing. And the veil hiding your Creator, other than the veil hiding your Creator, in order for you to receive and for us to administer our divine life in all your acts, every thought, every word, every deed, to recognize the divine will in the veil of all created things, so that everyone may help you, all that is out there, all in creation, all in redemption, may help you to receive a good so great. This is the divine will, a good so great. Volume 36, 12, 18, 19, 38. You must know, and this is a command from Jesus. You must know that everything was created as a gift for the souls. Everything that was created as a gift for us. Every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass. When you walk on the beach and you pick up something that you're attracted to, you pick it up and you look at it and Jesus says, I created that for you from the beginning of time. I love you so much that I knew you were going to walk on this beach. And I knew that you were going to be attracted by this. So here it is for you. We made each created thing as a bearer of the gift of the love that we, Triune God, place inside that gift. That little pebble. That little seashell. And do you know why? Because the creature had nothing to give us. And we, Triune God, loved the soul so much with great love that we wanted to have something to give us. We wanted her to have something to give to us. So we pick that up and we go, this is beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. I offer it back to you. I breathe it in. I breathe it back out to you. There is nothing to give. If there is nothing to give, the correspondence ends. The friendship is broken. Love dies. So we, Triune God, provided the soul with many of our divine gifts, and as if they were her own, so that she would have something to give back to us, Triune God. Therefore, Jesus is saying to us, we make of the one Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, who lives in our divine will, the depository of the whole of creation. Do you see what God is doing? He's opening our eyes to see even the color of the sky is given to you, and we can give that back to God. Lord, I love this. Thank you. And I want to give this back to you. Thank you. You are so great. With Jesus giving it back to yourself, Father. With Jesus giving it back to you, Holy Spirit. See, we participate in the image and likeness of God. What does that mean? It means that you begin to do what God does. So this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, that the Lord has given to you, which is found in the book of heaven. Everything in there, each page is filled with promises and truths. Jesus says, I want to teach you what I couldn't teach Adam. He said that to Louisa. If Adam didn't sin, I would have given him the book of heaven so that he could give it to his children. But Adam sinned. I couldn't give it to him. He says, Louisa, you haven't sinned. And he says, I give it to you so that you will give it to your children, the little children of the holy divine will, the second generation of the children of light. Think about that. That means Louisa has more than what God gave to Adam. Adam did not receive the book of heaven. He couldn't because he fell. This is all part of God's plan. God knew he was going to fall. God knew that the Blessed Mother would be here. God knew that little Louisa would be here for sanctification. Blessed Mother here for the kingdom of redemption. Louisa here for the kingdom of sanctification, the third fiat. God knew we would be alive at this time. God knew that He was going to give you the book of heaven. He planned this from the beginning of time. And He's asking us, would you please be willing to do this? Would you please help me fulfill the prayer of the Our Father? May your kingdom come on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. The Lord loves us very, very much. He gives us freedom. Use your free will to choose to live in the divine will. Use your free will to stop living in your human will. This last Saturday on the calendar, Jesus said three things, and they're very important. He says, number one, you have to stop living your human life. Why? Jesus wants us to live a divine life. He says, number two, you've got to stop living in your human will. Why? He wants us to live in the divine will. And number three, He says, you've got to stop living in every way. He says, everything has to stop. Why? I want you to begin to live a divine life. Image and likeness of God. Now is the time that this is happening. It's happening through Louisa and little souls linked to Louisa. Again, we just buried a good friend Saturday. Her life was short. She loved God very much. We're here for a very short period of time. Listen to Jesus as He speaks to you when you read the book of heaven. Listen to Jesus. Obey Jesus. And begin to live this abundant life of this great gift of the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.